So probably one of the most famous passages or verses, two words of all the scripture, stop judging, but probably the most famously misappropriated or misunderstood or misused. Because if anyone ever tells you stop judging, they've already made a judgment against you to tell you to stop judging. So they've already kind of defeated themselves in their own argument. But as Christ is going on to explain, that we set the standard. How do we want to be judged? It's the same standard we put on other people. And he goes on to explain further about the speck and the wooden beam. It's kind of humorous. If I got a big plank coming out of my eye, I can't even get close to you to get the speck out of your eye. Because I can't get close, right? There's a distance between us. What Christ is inviting us to is a self-reflection. As we're still in this Sermon on the Mount, this new program of life that Christ is giving to us, it's all about changing of the heart. Yes, which requires an external change in our behavior and our demeanor, but it stems from a converted heart. And when we're focusing on other people's faults, flaws, sins, misdeeds, however you want to call them, are we really focusing on changing our own heart or allowing the Lord to change our own heart? And this is the key. I think it was St. Augustine that said when we see the faults in others, we should work firstly to root that same fault out of our own life before we address it in the other. And so we ask for that grace of a good self-examination. So as we look to St. Jose Maria today on this feast day, the day he died in 1975, he was a priest for 50 years. Ordained in 1925. And a few years later, on the Feast of the Guardian Angels, he was on retreat, and the Lord gave him this mission to bring to the world, the mission of what we now call Opus Dei, the work of God. This universal call to holiness, as we call it now, that made it famous by the Second Vatican Council, but St. Jose Maria was living this and teaching this long before the council. And it's really a way of life for the laity. There are priests who are associated with Opus Dei. There are Opus Dei priests. But the main work of the work, as it's called, is to help to sanctify the laity in your daily work, in your daily labors. That everything you do, every job you have, no matter how menial it may seem, is an opportunity to praise God and to become a saint. Because not everyone can be rich and famous. Not everyone can do all these great things, St. Jose Maria would say. But we all can become saints. And we do it by faithfully adhering to our duties and to our state in life, to what God has given us each day. Just the simplicity of that life. So many of us yearn for an exalted life. So many of us wait for that special job or that special situation to come our way. But St. Jose Maria reminds us that today is the day for sanctification. Today is the day that we give everything to the Lord. He would say, the way that you open the doorknob can give glory to God. The smallest things that we do each day, we do them because God is real. And he would tell us about the Holy Eucharist. That every time we come into the church, every time we approach the sacred altar, remember, he's been waiting 2,000 years for that moment of encounter. Whatever yearning and desire you have for the Holy Eucharist, Christ has been yearning longer. He desires us to be with him, And that's what it means to be a saint. His writings are all over the internet. You can find them. His books are available, The Way, The Forged Furrow. Maybe you're familiar with the series books called In Conversation with God. They're based upon his spirituality, his writings, daily reflections throughout the year. He has a famous list of 17 things that we do that point that we need to grow in humility. So if you struggle with pride or if you don't know if you're humble, look up St. Jose Maria's 17 tips for humility. And then probably his most concrete thing to help us become saints is what's called a plan of life. How do you spend your day each day? What time do you need to wake up? How much time are you going to spend in prayer? When will you be in prayer? When will you say the Angelus? When will you say the Rosary? What's your plan of life? Scheduling our time with God so there's no doubt in our mind and in our heart and in the people around us that God is first and central in my life. This is how we become saints, by scheduling our life around God, not God into our life. And then with the gospel today, always ending our day with an examination of conscience. No matter how briefly it is, reviewing our day to see when and where we have responded well or poorly to the Lord. And they would say, just as you finish that, with a simple prayer, Lord, I love you. I'm sorry. Help me more tomorrow. Let that be our daily prayer. Lord, I love you. I'm sorry. Help me more tomorrow. Amen.